All right. 2014 E3 Actions Show starts now.
Rap battle number 25. Xbox One versus PlayStation 4. Go. Okay, Xbox is ready to go. Time to prove who took the show against your amateur flow. I thought your online was free, but now you've made it clear. To play online with PS4 is now $50 a year. Our design is much slicker, but when your servers go online, make sure they don't get hacked for a whole entire month this time. By the time I finish up, all your fanbase will be gone. We don't have a power button. All you have to say is Xbox on. In the Xbox One, and damn, your design is lame. The new Xbox can't even play old 360 games. Let me see what I can find. Let's dig in a little deeper. Oh, and did I mention the PS4 is $100 cheaper? With a console like yours, nobody can respect it. You can't even play a game unless the Kinect is connected. We're the next level gamers. Xbox One is for noobs. But then again with Microsoft, isn't that just old news? Yes, I saw your reveal too, and I'm just not a believer. And the PS4 won't exit games from the PS3 console either. So check your facts, son. Your rhyming level's weak.
Sponge?
The Xbox hasn't died. No, we just hit our peak. We
wow.
More expensive. Yes, there you are correct. But what can you expect? We offer a console and Kinect. So send us all your checks. We have no time for this hater. Because in the very end, we know the Xbox One is greater.
Welcome, everyone. That was weird. As soon as I answered the call, it killed my YouTube stream. That's okay. I am E-Diddy999. With me today is John McClain, MMA Rich, on Twitter, and special caller, T-Piss Sponge.
Hey, everybody, look at me. I got a Wii. No, I don't. It's a joke. Let me tell you what I'm gonna... Yeah, what's up, players?
Welcome to... the PlayStation Show, the official PlayStation, the new PlayStation Show, the PlayStation Show E3 Action Show, where we're going to talk about everything that's happened over the past day at E3, mostly the press conferences that took place on Monday, get some insight on the E3 experience that McClain went to in Dallas. Surrounded by neckbeard, how it went down over in California, Sponge. I'm sure people were rioting.
Yeah, E3.
So a lot of stuff to get into. Bourne, hopefully you watch nothing.
I'm here for the ride.
That's what we want. That's what we're looking for. The least informed show on the internet, bringing you E3 Actions. And let's start off right from the beginning. Microsoft throwing down the hammer. The hammer of dawn that is the Xbox One. They came hard. They came early. They came often. All it was about games. 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 Sponge. You love games. Like, if anybody loves games, you're the person who loves games.
So, I love games.
So when Xbox and Microsoft come out and that's all they're showing, that's, you're getting hype, right? That's what you want.
Hard.
McClain, you love games, right?
No, not really.
So you hated Microsoft. Like, you don't want, you're like, less games, more apps.
Yeah, I wanted to see some Kinect and voice control.
Right, because that's the future.
And Bing.
Productivity, right?
Yeah.
The gap between being productive and
I mean, we talked about predictions, and you got me all excited about PowerPoint and Word documents.
Another person.
That's what I wanted to watch.
Bourne.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about the Xbox. Have you seen the movie Her?
No, I have not.
Okay. That it's a future in which you would love. A future in which you're talking to your screen and your screen is talking back to you.
Do I have to be as lonely as the main character?
No. You could be as lonely as McClane if you wanted to. Right?
Okay.
So lonely that you would surround yourself with other lonely people watching a video game press conference. That's how lonely you could be. But like McClane said, that's what I wanted. I wanted apps. I wanted Xbox to talk back. I wanted the interaction because that's what it's all about. We already know that games are going to come. We already know that we're going to play them. We already know we're going to enjoy them. But how we enjoy them, how we interact, that's going to be the differentiator. That's what's going to be different and change this generation.
Wasn't it a given, though, because of their stance last year that they were going to kind of tone down a little bit because they had to kind of catch up?
I guess they had to catch up in terms like, okay, the PlayStation is cheaper and everyone's buying it. If that's what you mean by catch up, yes. But
I guess I mean because of the fact that they came out with that bundle that, well, technically not a bundle, it just didn't include the Kinect.
And I think that's a mistake.
That's the opposite of a bundle.
Yeah. What's the opposite of a bundle?
Missing components?
A nundle. So by them taking out Kinect, right, that's a big, huge mistake. Because if you noticed, and maybe you didn't, Sony's like saying, look, we got a camera. You don't got to buy it extra, but everyone wants it. So, like, giving people less makes them want it more. That's basic. Like, that's human nature right there. So Microsoft, all they did was show games, and they want to show the gamer that they're ready for the hardcore to come back. We have what you want. That we have everything you need. And first up was Call of Duty. And you know, Bourne, that Battlefield 4 is an utter failure.
No.
It is completely not what we wanted, and we wish that they had never made it.
I think it was created that way so that certain whiners wouldn't stick around.
And go play
Diablo.
And because we all hate it, who comes swooping in, but not just Microsoft and Activision. Well, not just Microsoft, but also Activision. Swoop in. Let's get all the shooting fans again, because now we have a new Call of Duty that's updated like Future War. Like explosions, excitement. It looks good. This is the Call of Duty that we've been waiting. This is the Call of Duty that the Battlefield 4 player has been waiting for.
You're talking about Titanfall, right?
No. I'm talking about the new Call of Duty. What is it called? I think it's called New Call of Duty.
Advanced Warfare,
right?
So does it have anything to do with the success of House of Cards?
Maybe. I didn't put two and two together. But think about it like this, Bourne. Think about it like this. You hate Battlefield 4.
I don't.
So why not get Call of Duty Advanced Warfare?
Because it's all the same, right?
No.
Don't they have to prove to everybody that they're going to be different then? Not just the same old, same old? Because that's what plagued Call of Duty in the past.
You know what's not the same old, same old? Amazing and awesome and fun and what I want. And I want Battlefield to die in fire. That is not same old, same old. Call of Duty is back. I'm calling it right now.
When did it go away?
Call of Duty is back. You guys might have counted them dead and out and gone. They are back. We haven't been this hyped about a Call of Duty game since Call of Duty 4. And all that other stuff in between, whatever. Throw it out the window because
we haven't been this hyped since MAG.
Ooh. The spiritual successor to MAG.
I just wet my pants.
Call of Duty 4 Advanced Warfighter. Sponge, you hate Battlefield 4 as much as Bourne does.
It's disgusting.
Aren't you excited for the next Call of Duty?
Very excited. I have to mute myself because I'm screaming and yelling at how disappointed I am.
Okay. Makes sense. McClane, You're big into shooters. You pretty much played everything that's been on the market. You're another one that was disappointed with Battlefield 4. You just didn't think that it lived up to the expectation. There was an expectation with the Bad Companies, Bad Company 2, that they were going to give you like the next generation of shooters, and it just didn't happen. They tried really hard. So now that Call of Duty and it's all these explosions and it's great, like this is where we needed to be at this point in this generation, right?
Well, I mean, Battlefield 4, they just got me real good. Like my expectations were so high. And after Battlefield 4, I didn't think I could ever love another shooter.
It was deep, right?
It was deep. It cut me deep.
Yeah.
But
there is no bigger voice in the first person shooter PlayStation Show community than John McClane.
Right.
I mean, amen. Hallelujah.
When McClane speaks about shooters, people stop.
We listen. Yeah. We stop.
I'm telling you, this, I'm putting 100%.
You're backing in its corner?
Advanced Warfare. I'm back.
Wow.
I'm back just like Call of Duty.
Call of Duty is back and John_McClane is back. This is what this community has been waiting for.
Only the Wii version, right?
Well, the good version, of course.
The good version, right.
The good version. Okay, so Call of Duty happened. Very cinematic. People were really excited. That was what they started off with. Then there was a bunch of games, but it was all like third party games. Like that was the thing about Microsoft's press conference, is it was third party. They're showing all this great stuff, but you can get this everywhere. You can get it on the PC. You're going to be able to get it on the PS4. So although they showed a lot of games, not a lot of apps, not a lot of productivity, it's stuff you can get elsewhere, so was it really that big a deal? Like, Bourne, hearing that, what do you think? Are you disappointed? What?
As far as Microsoft goes, or?
Just in general. Like, if they're trying to separate themselves with, like, this is why you should own an Xbox, they're kind of showing this is why you should just own a game console. It doesn't really matter if you have an Xbox.
Well, I mean, there's some serious apps missing out of both consoles at the moment, so.
What apps are we missing?
YouTube.
Well,
Sony has that.
Yeah. I mean,
I guess the war is over.
No spoilers, but Sony announced a YouTube app with uploading gameplay.
I guess the list of exclusives that Xbox has, Halo I'm not interested in, and Forza. Did they make an announcement for Forza?
Yeah, there's gonna be another Forza.
And it's gonna have rain.
Yep.
Rain? Yep. That's what they chewed their horn at?
Nurburgring.
It's gonna rain.
The Nurburgring. That's a big deal, right?
And I'm guessing they made a Fable announcement?
Oh yeah. Fable, not fun. Fable, the not fun version.
What else can I guess?
What did they announce for Fable? Cause it's not on my list.
Fable is like a, what's that one? Oh gosh, it was on.
Is it like the Kinect one?
No, it's not like the Kinect one. It's like, where you're like a tower defense,
but it's called Fable Shadowfall.
What's the one where? Oh gosh, it was on Steam, and it was a bunch of monsters, and you were trying to protect your castle, and they would just come attack, and you would set up all these
Fat Princess.
You would set up all these booby traps, and then waves and waves of them would come. That's from what I saw. That's what it is. I could be completely wrong, because I don't remember actually seeing it. Now that I think about it.
So where did you get that from?
I've listened to so much E3.
Wait, podcasts. Fable Legends?
Yeah, Fable Legends. That's what it is, right? Come on, tell me Fable Legends. I'm gonna Google search Fable Legends.
Sounds familiar.
It's
not a real Fable game though, right?
Yeah,
it's like not a main real, game.
No, it's not a main Fable game. It's not what you expect. But Halo.
Yeah, whatever.
It's like going from Battlefield 3 to Battlefield 4. You're expecting greatness, but you don't get it.
Right. But Halo's a big deal. Regardless of if you like it or not, Halo is a big deal. Now, all they showed was a tech demo. No.
What exactly is that defined as now?
Wait, actually, did they show a tech demo, or is that just what we said on Saturday that they would show a tech demo.
This I think coming unprepared adds such a cool wrinkle to the show.
No agenda.
We have no biases here.
Yeah. That becomes obvious now.
So Halo is a system seller. No matter what, if there's another Halo, they're gonna sell system. Put in Call of Duty as the main console. Everyone's just, they're gonna think Call of Duty, they're gonna think Xbox. Now,
they still got the exclusive maps first on Call of Duty.
The map packs, like always, yeah, right? That's like always a given.
Sony probably just gives those to them. They don't probably even go after them.
Cause they have the Battlefield ones.
Yeah.
Not last year.
Yeah, so they got the bad ones.
Yeah. They got the Battlefield 4 ones, though.
That's a lose-lose situation, though.
Remember, E3 last year was opened up with Microsoft with Battlefield 4.
That's true. It didn't work.
So they opened with losers? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Sealed. And yes.
So Advanced Warfare is actually leaving.
Well,
not really, because we have the beta first.
That's true.
Lose.
Wait a minute. Let me go back. Let me retract that. Delete that. Edit that.
Okay.
We're getting the beta for Frontline Battlefield.
Oh, please. Okay. Let's get into the Frontline thing.
Well, hold on 1 second. I see Destiny on here. I thought that was a PlayStation 4 exclusive. That's not?
No, that's not a PlayStation.
No, it's better on PlayStation.
No, it's not better on PlayStation.
Whatever they call it.
So, play better on your Vita.
So, who's making Halo now? Not Bungie?
No, 343 no. Studios or Industries, something like that.
Okay.
They were the one who made the last one.
Okay.
The one exclusive they have is Sunset Overdrive.
So, if Destiny, who Bungie is creating, and they created the original Halo, if they make it better than Halo, isn't that a conflict of interest for Microsoft?
Nope.
Wait, if Destiny is a better Halo than Halo?
Yeah.
Destiny's an MMO. Halo wasn't.
Yep.
But can't you play like Halo on it?
If you do, you will lose.
I think that's the official rule of Halo development. Because if you play another game that isn't Halo like Halo, you will lose.
Oh, okay.
So.
Alright, go into Frontline.
No.
What is Frontline again? Which one is this?
It's the
Battlefield. Can I?
Oh, go ahead. Be my guest.
Can I take the podium?
Alright.
Battlefield Frontline is a cops and robbers, the SWAT team versus.
Battlefield Frontline or I thought it was Battlefield Hardline.
Hardline. Battlefield Hardline.
One of the lines.
Is Frontline a different game altogether?
That is nothing.
Okay.
That is okay. 2 years in.
Okay.
I
know what Hardline is, and let's get into this. How is the idea of respawning working with this game?
You're going to respawn in a moving vehicle. That's how they're going to do it. It's just gonna, you know,
is that
like,
a joke or is that serious?
No, I believe that's how they're gonna have to do it. Just like in Burnout, where you would just spawn and your car's already moving, or you would just, you know, it would just reload you.
Cause in a war, that kinda makes sense, but like, how does, like in the movie Heat, like how would there just be endless cops and endless robbers just coming?
I think from what I heard in one interview, one guy that played it, basically said he played a match where there's two teams on opposite sides, and in the center of the map there was a loot box, which was a bunch of money, and each team had their own armed vehicles, kind of like the Brinks trucks that collect the money, go around collecting money.
Okay.
So your team, your objective is to collect as much money before the game is over. So your team can either go to the center of the map and pick up as much money as possible and you take it back to your truck, or you can go hit the other team's truck as they're loading up that truck and take that money from there and the money pot, which is located in the center of the map.
Why did this constitute a whole new game altogether? Because theoretically you could just do that on one of the older maps.
Because you can't
take a Vodnik, to like one of the MCOMs and just hang out there and just blow people away.
Because I think there's two teams working on Battlefield now, right?
Yeah, I don't think they're the same, but I just wondered if they're a
Born. You know what it is.
No, what, money, I mean, what's the draw money, to this?
The draw is that money. They're trying to do the same thing Call of Duty is with Black Ops and yep. Call of Duty. I think they want one game every year, but a different type of gameplay.
Battlefield's been doing this for a long time, right? They've just disguised it better. They had Battlefield Heroes. They had whatever the stupid PC versions were. They were releasing every year. They just weren't releasing on the consoles every
year. Exactly. But now they want to take your money.
Battlefield free to play. I mean, they've been doing it. They've just been a little bit more sneaky. But the good thing about this is, there is a good thing that they are about to stop making Battlefield games. Because what if they're done? What if they have all these great ideas, but they're handcuffed to the Battlefield series, right?
It's like Bungie.
How do we get out from making the game that everyone knows us for, but we have all this other stuff to make?
Well, you create something that they all will acknowledge that sucks, so yeah. Then you can say, oh, they left Battlefield to create this piece of junk.
Battlefield 4.
Hardline.
Mission accomplished.
I'm still rubber banding after a year and a half.
Exactly.
I've not had that problem hardly ever.
That's because you don't play.
I do play. What level are you?
I think I'm a 27.
I'm 40.
You don't, yeah. See, you don't really play Bourne.
Go to work.
I don't really play.
Get to work. Yeah, go to work, Bourne.
Oh my gosh.
Go pay your mortgage. Wow.
I do, on the first of the month.
You're the reason why they're making Hardline.
You should never admit to him being a 40, ever. Wow. Can't believe it. That's a rookie mistake, Ford. He lured you right
I bet
in.
You paid for the season pass, too.
Right? Yeah, oh, man. Don't say yes. Just
I'm sorry. Not season pass. It's not Call of Duty. You pay for Premier?
Premium.
Premium?
Premium, yeah.
Yeah, see, I didn't even pay. I didn't buy the game twice.
Two bad games.
Actually, I did pay twice.
What do you mean?
I have it on the PlayStation 3, and then I paid the additional $10 so I can play it on my PlayStation 4.
Oh, man.
They got me.
That's God as bad it. As being a 40.
Oh, snappy.
It has nothing to do with being a 40. call up D-Sonics and ask him why he's like 140 right now.
Wow. Well, we know that they have nothing better to do.
There's nothing to do over there.
They're surrounded by water. You can only go to the beach so much. Come on.
They just do that and play pinball?
Yeah. But isn't that exciting, though? Bored? Think about it. They have,
what?
They
what
have,
am I saying is exciting?
They have all these resources. They have a great engine. I'll give them that. Their engine is really, really good. And think about all the ideas that could be done and executed in with that engine, right? You can do so much more than just shoot people with it.
Yeah, you could rob banks, which is such a good use of it.
Oh my!
Did you guys register for the beta?
Yes, it didn't work. Like literally, well,
no. Where do I
crashed.
Register?
Go on Twitter and follow. Look for the Battlefield Heartline, and then they'll have a link. All you do is put in your PSN ID twice. And they'll send you a message on June 10th? No, June 12th.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I've done that, but I thought I was going to get an email or something.
No, if you're in, you'll get an email.
Okay, I see.
So just sit by your email all month.
All month.
I'm waiting for a good Battlefield.
I don't think this is it.
Let's play Battlefield Bad Company on the PlayStation 2.
No, 3. Battlefield 2 is better than Bad Company.
Let's play 1946 or whatever that thing was.
How dare you?
What?
I can't believe you. Blasphemer. Battlefield no, Bad Company.
True veterans can say that.
Ooh, what? Oh!
You're a veteran. You're a veteran because you cheated.
What are you talking about? I didn't cheat. I'm a true veteran. Check my vet stats. How many medals do I have?
You just signed up for all these cheap free accounts to get, like, codes for the game.
I don't want to say what level veteran I am because that's a rookie mistake. I ain't falling for that, Bourne. But you know I'm a vet.
He's such a vet. He's still waiting for medical.
Yeah.
No.
I got lost in the shuffle. That's how. That's how much. Okay.
Wow.
Enough Battlefield 8. Let's move.
Where
on.
Where do I sign up? Can I do it in the?
I'm pretty sure it's battlefield.com/hardline. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, here it is.
That's what it is. All right, what else?
So are we done with Microsoft?
Well, no, Sunset Overdrive.
Because they didn't even show Battlefield.
That's true, they did. Sunset Overdrive, Xbox One exclusive by Insomniac Games. They don't have a good track record, right? They haven't made a good game in a long, long time.
Yeah.
What was that last game that they made? Shoot.
Ratchet and Clank.
No, it was after Ratchet and Clank. It was the multi-platform game.
Fuel? Was it Fuel?
I think it was
Fuse.
Fuse, that's right, Fuse. Everyone hated Fuse. That
Isn't that what you guys were talking about last time?
No. I think we were talking about something else.
Oh, Haze.
Yeah, Haze. Haze is,
Oh, that was amazing.
That was so bad.
That made Lair a lot better.
Like, Insomniac Games, they think they're a good developer only because they got in on, the PS3 launch with Resistance. Right, but Resistance was never good. It was just all that was available. Resistance 2 was worse, and Resistance 3...
What are you talking about? Resistance?
Resistance 3, although a better game than Resistance 2, still not a good game.
Resistance 3 was not better than 2.
What do you do?
Oh, 3 was garbage.
Wait. 3? Resistance on the PlayStation 3 with the headset where you would speak through your headset to your teammates and your character's mouth would move as your words were coming out?
Yeah, Little Big Planet did that, and I still wasn't impressed.
But this is the first, like a launch title, and then no one did it after that.
Yeah, no. Resistance was bad. Resistance 2 was worse, and then Resistance 3 tried to fix it but failed. That is what happened.
Resistance 3 had like a bug that broke your hard drive.
Really?
Yeah.
I lucked out. Wait.
It was in a patch. They patched that in.
Did they patched a bug to brick your hard drive into the game?
Yeah.
It's genius.
Wow. Well, regardless, Insomniac is not a good developer, and they tricked people.
What game are they coming out with that we're talking about right now?
Sunset Overdrive.
What is this?
McLean, you tell them. I don't even know how to describe it.
I haven't even looked at it.
It's a game.
Jet Set Radio and Tony Hawk, that's what I heard.
Yeah, that's a good way. Lots of color, blue skies. Vibrant, Tony Hawk meets what?
Jet Set Radio.
Yeah, Jet Set Radio, right? I mean, that's basically it. Nobody wants that, right?
I'm canceling my fucking pre-order.
It's too much color. Hold on, what is this ad?
What? Sunset Overdrive.
Yeah, hold on, let's watch a video. Oh, what month
so
is it?
None of us watched it?
Well, no, next game.
No, I've seen stuff on Sunset Overdrive, but it was a long time ago, so I need a refresher. So,
doesn't it look like Second Son?
Why are there like all these zombies on it? I don't see anybody riding around on a skateboard.
Hold on. Here we go.
I'm an omnipotent voice from Insomniac Games.
Yeah.
Today, I want to introduce you to our newest franchise, Sunset Overdrive.
It's a third-person shooter set in a unique open world.
It's high-action, fast-paced, and takes the concept of the boring copy-pasted shooter, flips it on its ugly head, and lets you do the impossible.
Is this like Infamous?
In short, it kicks ass.
That's what it looks like.
Up to now, you've only seen a CG trailer.
Just ride around on rails.
You're going to get to see the real game.
Story time. All right, I don't care about story. Nobody
is this an exclusive? Story. Please tell me yes.
Yes.
Sweet.
Xbox One exclusive. It's the new Ratchet and Clank.
Okay, didn't play that one, so good.
You didn't play Ratchet and Clank?
No, I don't have time for that.
You're not a gamer.
You don't have time. You have time for Battlefield 4, the worst shooter in the last 10 years? You don't have time for Ratchet and Clank?
I have most time for MLB and NBA, but that's besides the point.
Wow. All right, next game. McLean, next game. What?
I don't know if we want to talk about Ratchet and Clank, but they're remaking the first one.
Yes.
God. And actually,
I thought they were making a movie coming to the theater near you.
That too. They're remaking the first Ratchet and Clank, and they're releasing a movie.
What do you mean it's crazy? I'm going to be there day one, dude. I'm going to be wearing Ratchet.
No, I'm saying that they're re-remaking
needs a re-remake.
I will be cosplaying as Clank.
Every developer has to be so happy HD came out.
Because you can re-remake.
You can re-remake anything.
Just up-res and launch. Up-res and downloadable title.
That's it.
And this is going to be on Vita too, right? Or just PS4?
I think it's just PS4.
No, I need it on Vita. How else am I going to play it?
No, because they're doing the Ratchet HD trilogy on Vita.
Oh, okay. So that's how I can
play it. So you're only going to get the remake, not the re-remake.
Okay. I'm getting the remake, which that's okay. I don't need to get selfish about it. I can just get the remake instead of the re-remake. I mean, spread the wealth, right?
Yeah.
All right. Sure. Next Xbox. What else? Clean, you got the Xbox news up.
Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Oh, Tomb Raider, right?
That's not exclusive, is it?
No, not exclusive. Everyone can rise like Tomb Raider. It's going to be amazing.
Did they show anything?
Yeah, it looks so good. Oh, man. Lara Croft has grown a little, if you know what I mean. Grown up, not a kid anymore.
So it's not a point,
really?
It's not illegal to think those things now.
When was it illegal?
Well, what? How old is she in the first game?
In Diddy State, it is illegal.
Yeah, I think in Indiana, it is definitely illegal.
Oh, God.
So, Bourne, you played Tomb Raider, and that game was pretty good.
Yeah, I played the remake?
The HD remix?
HD remake. Yeah.
So you got the best version.
Yeah.
But now this is going to be developed for the next gen consoles. It's not going to be an up-res, so it's probably going to be even better.
And hopefully.
It's going to be more of the progression. Like, you know, she's established as like she can hold her own now. But now, you know, there's going to be more of that. That's what I like the best about it, as her skills just getting better.
I guess one of my main questions is this going to be like kind of dumb, like how the Zelda games, you have to re-grab every item all over again?
I
just think Uncharted with boobs.
I hope they don't do that. I hope they can find a way around that where they can mix up the gameplay, give her new equipment that plays differently, but still have your core skills that you established in the first.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that would be like, again, really?
Because this is implying that it's connected to the first one.
Yeah, it's a continuation of her progression into a lovely, young, curvaceous woman.
I'm looking for what you're talking about. I don't see anything.
What do you mean?
Like, it barely even shows her in the trailer I'm watching.
Yeah. Well, you didn't watch
it. Yeah, the trailer is not on RedTube.
I am the Xbox expert, okay? I'm the one who watched
the press conference. I'm watching the E3 trailer.
Yeah. So, how about you watch the press conference instead? Get your facts right. Next game.
If anything, she looks younger. She looks like she might be illegal now.
Next Xbox.
We don't even know if it's a game.
Because it's only games.
Yeah, only games.
Killer Instinct.
Yeah, whatever.
Season 2.
Whatever.
They added the black guy.
Ooh. Next game.
Yeah, next game.
Next game? Next wow.
Next game.
If I had said the white guy, then we'd be you like, would have wanted to talk about it.
What's his name? What's his moves? Has he got any sweet combos?
Okay, next game.
Next game.
What is Dark Dreams Don't Die?
Ooh, never heard of it. Next game.
Next game.
What is Evolve?
Ooh, wait, are we going to find... I'm just looking at the trailer right now for Lara Croft. Are we going to find out that she was an assassin from Assassin's Creed?
Ooh, crossover.
It looks like she's wearing a hood.
Assassin's Raider.
Assassin's Raider.
Assassin's Creed. I bet there will be some kind of crossover eventually. Not yet. It's too soon. Maybe
once
Assassin's Creed finally starts wrapping up in the next 10 years.
Like in 20 years?
Yeah. 20 Assassin's years. Creed 20. Rising.
Next game.
Crackdown 3.
I guess people were going crazy for Crackdown.
What is this?
Well, it's the original open world game that was actually fun. And it was all about collecting orbs, and the more orbs you get...
Which was the first one that made it not fun?
I think it was Grand Theft Auto.
3?
All of them. All Grand Theft Autos don't have fun. They just have, like, murder and terribleness. Those games aren't fun, let's be honest. They are not fun.
Crackdown, if I watch anything from the Phantom Pain trailer, am I gonna lose any spoilers?
Yes, you will. There is at least one spoiler.
Okay.
Spoiler of the demo?
Yes. Because, well, when I watched it, I was like, well, what does that mean? But I already knew what had happened. So I was like, maybe it's not a spoiler because you haven't played it and you haven't seen the ending.
Did you play Ground Zero?
No, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, that whole game spoils that game.
That whole trailer?
The game spoils the trailer. The game is definitely a spoiler trailer.
I would imagine Phantom spoiler. Pain is a spoiler for Ground Zeroes.
Maybe. That's still up in the air.
No, no. There's not one. There was not one scene from Ground Zero in that trailer.
There's just a 30-minute cutscene?
Other than Snake's boots.
You're going to have to make a choice. Either you play Ground Zeroes or you watch the trailer. Either way, it's the same amount of time.
But I get scammed a little less.
Well, depends on how much your time is worth.
Okay. But the going rate is?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, it's up to you.
But you can find Ground Zero used for $19.
If you so choose.
Do it.
I have to wait till $7.99.
Yeah, $7.99 and then we're...
So I'm looking here on Crackdown. The reason I was talking about that because it was talking about some of the things Crackdown is doing, like big on emphasis on like 4-person team play.
Well, that was the best part about one of the best parts about co-op or Crackdown was just getting in and playing with your friend. Because the thing about Crackdown is you can really do whatever you want. You don't have to work together. You can work together, but you're not tied to each other. Like you are in some other games, like if somebody triggers a cutscene or whatever, you kind of have to do what they're doing even if you didn't want to. It's almost like MMO-ish, like we can be in this space together and we can play together if we so choose. Or I can just go to the top of the building and jump off and do it again and do it again and do it again while you're running around blowing stuff up trying to get your explosion skills increased.
To level 40?
Well, I would never ever say level 40, but to higher than what they currently are.
Okay.
It is but amazing.
No one actually has ever liked Crackdown, right?
No, everyone loved Crackdown.
Like, the first one only sold because you had to buy it to get Halo 3 beta.
Right.
And now Microsoft, for some reason, thinks that it sold well because people like
it. They think that it was actually successful.
It was so good. The first time you get your first orb and you can jump like an inch higher, you're like, yes, I need more jump orbs.
But Crackdown 2 was
terrible.
Worse. It was worse than the first one, which was bad.
No, the first one was amazing. The second one was awful.
Well, what's going on with this one? Because this one just says Crackdown.
They fixed it.
It's going back to the roots, or is it an HD remix?
Crackdown is back.
Remix!
Does it include a Halo 5 beta?
It better.
Because at first I was thinking, no, but then all of a sudden I was like,
okay, is that it for Xbox? Let's move on.
We didn't talk about Halo Collection.
Move on.
Oh, the Master Chief Collection.
Well, what's the difference between Guardians and Master Chief Collection?
Master Chief Collection is Halo
Four,
and Guardians is the next Master Chief romp in the forest. Unrelated to these four games.
So Guardians is Halo 5.
No.
And then Master Chief is just HD remix of like 1 through 4?
Yes.
Okay. All right, next.
Guardians is we don't have the rights to Master Chief.
Right. Something right. Like, something like that.
But we have the Halo name?
Yeah.
Because who are the lawyers working on the licensing deals there? You get Halo, but you can't get Master Chief?
Aaron Brockovich.
Only if you put a D in front of Master Chief.
Okay.
Well, we'll know if there's a water containment element in the storyline.
Let's go to EA. EA did some stuff.
Oh, I don't have that one.
All right. Ubisoft, they did some stuff.
We can do that. I just got to find it.
All right. Now PlayStation.
Oh, wait a minute. Ubisoft.
Wait, okay.
Put a link in the chat.
What did Ubisoft do?
I watched it this morning, of it, sort of.
So, break it down. Let's have it.
Let him waste time.
They showed, like, a Just Dance MMO. I don't know if MMO is the right word, but you play it like on your phone.
You play on your phone.
Yeah, you can play with anyone at any time or something.
But how do you play on your, as possible. Wait, how do you play on your phone? It's a dancing game.
Like basically you're recreating those South Korean jail dance scenes
with your fingers.
Actually, that sounds genius.
Yeah,
it trademark.
Pretty cool. Or what I heard of it. I wasn't watching it because I couldn't watch. It was too painful.
It was too terrible.
Yeah.
Too terrible to watch. Okay, what else? Ubisoft. What else? I mean, Assassin's Creed, right? Everyone's excited about Assassin's Creed.
I skipped over that.
French Revolution.
What? So instead of a ship, what do you have now?
You have cobblestone.
Like a horse and buggy?
Buildings. All I saw was him going through a massive amount of people. Like there was a bazillion people on screen, which that's next gen. And then they stuck somebody's head on a post.
This is why they should have brought back Meg.
It's too bad. Why did the good die young?
All right. Anyway, what else?
New Rayman, of course.
Okay, whatever.
Was there?
Oh, nope. All right.
It's like Ratchet and Clank.
There's Far Cry 4.
Oh, Far Cry. Born, this is right up your alley. First person.
Oh, wait. Somebody was making fun of this on Twitter because of the elephants.
Yes.
What happened?
Save Far Cry for the PlayStation.
Okay. No spoilers, Born.
Okay, fine.
All right. What else?
The Crew.
Oh, I don't know much about that.
It's racing.
All right. Next game. Next game.
Yeah, we know how good he is in GTA.
Division.
Gran Turismo. I'm excited for that.
Okay, so tell me why you're excited about it, because I didn't watch the video and I don't know anything about it except for the name.
Wait, can I say something real quick? I'm sorry.
What?
Yeah.
We glanced over one game that I didn't even know what it was from Microsoft.
Okay.
I don't remember the title, but the title had Dust in it.
I guess, from what I understand, it's an old Xbox original game. That was like a cult classic.
I hear that it was a very cool game.
They said that it was a good game, but the publishers got screwed up and it was localized, but then somebody else had to pick it up and it had a $20 price tag. So everyone thought it was a budget title, so it didn't sell. But supposedly it was made by Microsoft. It just got lost in publisher
hell. Which game
is
this?
Something Dust. I don't remember. I just know that a lot of people knew what the game was and said it was really good. It just kind of got lost in the shuffle back in the day, and they're bringing it back. Worth playing. System Seller. The reason to get an X-Bone. Something Dust.
Phantom Dust?
Yes.
Yes!
Phantom Dust.
All right. Well, moving on.
Next game.
Are you still in The Division, or?
Yeah. Bourne, tell me about The Division.
Well, all I know is from that first trailer that, obviously, that they've been talking about, don't ever follow trailers from E3s of years ago. So, I'm just intrigued by, the whole thing I like about playing with, Watch Dogs is that everything's seamless. I love the idea of being, I don't have to back out and get into a multiplayer level. Everything is, like, seamless in how it's all brought in. So I can walk around and patrol streets, or I could, you know, attack some type of gang headquarters with other people if I wanted to. And they all have, like, different... They're not all people. It looked like one person could be, control a UAV, or somebody else could, you know, they may have classes or something like that, but...
So wait, this is like a co-op.
Yeah, well, it can be a co-op. It can be a single player. It could be maybe a 2v, like a hoarding game. Okay. I'm not exactly sure at least in the first trailer demo that they showed, it was one person going against, you know, their like campaign or story. And then two of his friends jumped in seamlessly into some other area of the city and they put together a game plan and flushed out some of the enemies and started attacking. And it's kind of like a combination. I don't know how far ahead into the future it is, but it's kind of like a combination of some of the elements of the Advanced Warfighter one, whatever that was. Tom Clancy's...
Ghost Recon?
What's that?
Ghost Recon?
Kind of, yeah. where it had some newer tech to it,
right,
but it wasn't like, it wasn't like Halo future.
Yeah, it wasn't over the top. It was based in some kind of reality.
Yeah. Technology, and the effects, I mean, everything that they had in the build of it was phenomenal. I mean, it looked top notch. So that could need to get scaled down just to kind of maintain frame rate, but it's kind of like Battle. It has the ability to be like a Battlefield like Battle, but a little more condensed, like urban scale, futuristic weapons, and then a seamless multiplayer experience. So
I know a lot of people were excited about it. The thing, they kind of glossed over it, the stuff I've listened to, because they had seen it before. They said it looks really good. It's what we want. We're just waiting for it to come out.
All I saw was this first trailer from a long time ago, and then JT sent another trailer from what they may have shown at E3, which was, it showed no gameplay. It was just a well-directed trailer talking about the story elements, and that was it. Which basically, something happened in the city that basically all, there's no like, it's like martial law or like all chaotic. And so a band of people are trying to take back the city by, you know, kind of reducing the chaos, if you will.
Right.
It's kind of like a little more orderly without the zombies Last of Us.
Okay. Before it's all gone to hell.
Yeah, kind of right beforehand.
Okay. It sounds interesting. It sounds like something I would like, but the problem is...
The problem is it's a Tom Clancy game.
Yes. And they,
or a lot of those seem to be cool, but they don't go very far.
They never get the resources that you want them to get.
Yeah.
If they would get the resources of Battlefield 4, it would be a good Tom Clancy game.
I mean, that was the same thing with like Ghost Recon when they showed that trailer either last year or the year before at E3, where the guy was like, had the, like the Predator camo where he was, completely, invisible. And it looked sweet, but everything else as far as gameplay or story just didn't really pan out. Like, they had some of the cool tech and stuff that obviously Tom Clancy can bring, but some of the other missing elements of actually putting the game together from start to finish were kind of missing.
All right. What else, McClane?
They showed Valiant Hearts, which was like a comic book cartoon-looking thing. But it was like a...
Wait, hold on. Comic book cartoon looking thing like Valkyria Chronicles?
No, more like Rayman. Ugh. Origin.
Ugh.
Next game.
Next.
But it was like all serious in World War One.
Oh, this was the one based on World War One letters.
Yeah.
And I... Oh, okay. All right. Now I like it. Respect, Sponge.
Look, show look some weird. Respect.
Real letters from World War One. USA. USA. USA.
Diddy, if we were born when World War One happened, we would be slaves.
Yeah. Viva Mexico. All right, next game. We love our
game. The last thing was Rainbow Six, which I didn't get to see.
I actually saw that.
Oh, my God. I heard great things about Rainbow Six.
Did you any of you guys ever play the older ones?
Yes.
No.
I spent so much time putting together like floor plan maps.
Wait, hold on. Which one are you talking about?
The original, the very first Rainbow Six.
Not Rainbow Six Vegas.
No.
No, you're both wrong.
Wait, what?
Rainbow Six 3, Raven Shield.
No, the original Rainbow Six.
So it would be called Rainbow One.
For PC.
Yeah, Rainbow One.
No, Rainbow Six is the terrorist group. Do you guys ever read the book?
Hold on, Smith,
if he was present, he'd be proud because this book is pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it? Hold on. I need a little bit more information on the book.
Did the book have pictures?
Absolutely not, my friend.
Is Rainbow Six like SEAL Team Six?
Kind of. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're an elite anti-terrorist group that travels all over the world.
To take care of business.
What's that?
To take care of business.
Yeah. I don't know for sure, but they may not even be like where you know SEALs exist. They may be kind of like a nondescript group.
Okay.
But they're all of the best. They're kind of like a NATO group almost, which is kind of funny, but they're from the all the people in the group are from all over the world.
War has changed. Wait a minute. So is this like Soldiers Without Borders?
Not that crazy.
Not that crazy?
No.
Are they mercenaries?
They're mercenaries, but they're under like either the U.S. control or NATO or something like that.
Okay. So they are potentially fighting for the good guys.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
And so in the earlier versions of Rainbow Six, you had a map. Like basically they would meet and they had a map and you needed to know like who is in your squad, who is in your group. And you could then, I think you did in like pairings, and then you planned out how you were going to infiltrate the building or whatnot. And
like Hotline Miami.
I've never played that.
Right?
This is what they're saying about this new Rainbow Six.
Because the old version, you'd control one player and then you'd rush and then you'd have to then say, I'm in position, now you move into position, or we're going to storm this room at the same time, basically.
Or wait, where's the game that we played, McLean?
Like Rainbow Six, I'm going to switch devices real quick.
Okay. What's the game? Frozen Synapse, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm picking up what you're putting down, Bourne.
Not really.
Frozen Synapse is like a good version of Rainbow Six.
I don't know. I'd have to look this up.
Look up Frozen Synapse. McLean can vouch. It's all about planning.
I think Frozen Synapse is crazier.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so wait.
Wait, is this only like two-dimensional?
Yeah, of course.
Well, Rainbow Six was not like that.
Yeah, but it was.
No, it did have a two-dimensional where you got a map of everything.
Right.
But then you played like Counter-Strike and infiltrated.
So you moved everyone?
You could bounce around.
But did you actually control them or did you just tell them where to go?
You could control your game plan
and then they like follow it.
But you could also control, I believe.
Is it like a simulation? So what Frozen Synapse is, it's like, you know, the football game, the magnetic football game?
Yeah.
Where you put everything where you want to go and then you just let it run and everything just happens?
Yeah.
That's what Frozen Synapse is.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at like a screen. It almost looks like Metal Gear Solid VR.
And it's just,
where you're moving around.
And you just simulate.
Yeah. I believe you got to play though. I believe it had a first person shooter component to it.
Okay. All right.
I mean, obviously John could back me up on that.
Yeah. I don't think you could play as everyone though. Just as your guy.
The main.
Okay.
Unless you die and then it like bumps you to someone else.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe. So at least with the new trailer for this one, I don't know. It looked like you still did something like that, but you had everybody as a multiplayer. Like it was 5v5 basically, and you had a map of the building and they talked about how they wanted to storm, and certain people made proposals and then the leader ultimately decided to go with something completely different and be a jerk basically. And then they planned to infiltrate. So they had one sniper outside the building further on out, and then they had, I think, four guys in groups of two storm from the top. They came down on a helicopter and then breached windows at the same time on opposite sides of a room. Found out where the hostage was and then worked to take out guys. And it's all like Call of Duty / Battlefield, with the destruction. So they were like blowing holes in walls to try and like circumvent certain rooms and stuff. Or a guy went upstairs and then blew a hole through the ceiling to then drop down in. One time he blew a hole in a wall just so the sniper could get a shot on a guy. And this was all like in-game footage, basically.
That sounds pretty cool.
It looked cool. I mean, those type of games, just like Battlefield, are only good if you have people that are interested in.
Right, playing the right way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you have people trolling in a corner or teabagging, it's probably not fun.
No, I beg to differ. Just fun in a different way.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
That's it for Ubisoft.
All right, that's it for Ubisoft. EA, the only thing I care about EA is Madden.
Were they excited about the fact that they were no longer the worst company in the world?
Did they mention that? I don't know if they even mentioned that. They should have, though.
They probably should have.
That's at least a PowerPoint.
Yeah.
Going up there. A few seconds. EA is doing nothing, right? Like, they have nothing.
Well, they got that MMA game.
MMA Rich?
MMA Rich.
14? MMA Rich 15? I mean.
Should I talk about getting some royalties?
You might want to tweet at somebody, is all I'm saying. See what your options are.
Okay.
All right. So they got MMA Rich 14 or 15 and that's it.
And they showed FIFA.
Eh, whatever. New FIFA, same as old FIFA.
Someone mentioned Mass Effect. I don't know if they showed anything.
I think they only mentioned it. Like, we're making a Mass Effect. And everyone's like, yay. Logo. That was it. All right. What else? Next game.
What else? Madden. I guess.
Ooh, yes.
I think they showed. Did they show NBA?
No. You know? No. I know the third one
they
coming.
They showed a trailer just of Durant's MVP conference and then a bunch of like players kind of saying part of his speech with like I don't know if they confirmed if it was 2K15 footage or not, but it was like my players doing certain things like driving to the lane and or missing shots because of like how much work it took to get to be an MVP, basically.
But that's NBA 2K. That's not EA.
Oh, yeah. You said
EA.
NBA, yeah, you said EA.
NBA Live. No.
I thought that was canned. Is it not canned?
No, it's coming back. NBA
For
Live
the
is back.
Third time?
Again.
The HD remix?
Yep. All right. Well, next
I did game. Not catch that.
Next game.
NHL? No. PGA? Oh, they announced PGA. There's no more Tiger Woods.
Yeah. I guess, whatever.
Like, they probably lost a lot of money a couple years ago,
like,
huh?
They never slept with a Perkins waitress. I like how they cast the first stone. Wow. All right. Next game.
I think that's it. Yeah, it was just a bunch of sports games.
EA was terrible. EA was like, why are you even here? This is pointless.
Wait, wasn't there a, did they show any footage of Mirror's Edge?
Oh, yeah, they did show something. I don't know if it was...
It was basically, here's Mirror's Edge, looks just like other Mirror's Edge, and a focus on combat. Which, you don't think combat when you think Mirror's Edge, right?
Right.
Right.
That's what made it unique.
So, but the combat was more of like, you know, taking somebody down or taking their weapon away from them, disarming them, not like shooting a gun combat. But still, even then, it's like, I avoided that anyway.
Yeah, that's kind of the idea.
Right. Even if you could do it, you didn't want to. LeBron for three.
What?
All right, next game. Is that it for EA?
Yeah.
All right. Now, PlayStation. PlayStation Experience, McLean. You went to a theater with a... this was sold out, right?
This was sold out.
Packed house, waiting room only.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so what kind of snacks did you get?
Nothing.
Now don't tell me you brought your own popcorn, you smuggled in.
Water.
A 20-ounce Coke. I mean, come on.
I just got there in time to even get in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because we were running late, and because it was like an hour away.
Right.
So
you drove an hour to this thing?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, okay.
Wow.
Yeah. So
worth it.
So were you guys freaking out though? Like, oh my god,
where's,
we're not
gonna
make it.
Where's this footage going up?
What footage?
Of the people's faces.
Oh, it was, I was in the back so I couldn't even see people. Uh-oh. It was packed when I got there.
Oh my god.
Were they like yelling or cheering or anything like that?
Oh yeah, it was awesome.
Oh my
was
gosh.
It like really being at
They were
E3?
Cheering before.
What?
Before it even started. No, god. So what happened was, we got there like
LeBron
at the very
three.
Last minute to get in. Like they were letting everybody in. Everyone who had been waiting there for hours and we just got there. But there was a huge line, like almost out the door. And then some guy was just walking by like, oh, you got that confirmation email? And I was like, oh yeah. Straight to the front. You should have seen those neckbeards.
They were on end.
They were so pissed.
Who is this guy? Who is this guy?
What's funny, it was me, a friend of mine, and his girlfriend. She was like the only girl there. But she didn't have a pass. It was just us two. But I had an email saying that they messed up my passes, which I ended up fixing it. But I still had the email saying it wasn't fixed. So we used that to get her in.
Oh my gosh, you took somebody's
seat. It was so amazing.
You took somebody's seat off of it.
They were looking through the list like, I don't see her name. Or,
and you're like, here, look. Wait,
there was like a VIP list?
Oh yeah.
This thing was sold out. There was a VIP
list and a waiting list.
Oh my gosh. What did you have to do to get on the VIP list? Play like hours of Street Fighter?
No, you just have to sign up.
Oh, okay.
But I guess no one did until the last minute.
Okay, so you snuck somebody, you smuggled in a girl.
A girl.
A girl to this thing. Okay, so you, and you guys are late, so you are sitting in the back, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, first they give us a VIP pass.
Okay.
To wear. And on the VIP pass, on the back, it has a code, but it doesn't tell you what the code is for.
Okay.
And as soon as I walk in, it was like 20 minutes till the thing actually starts. And they're just running like ads and stuff for PlayStation. And it keeps mentioning like, stay tuned after the show to find out what your code is for.
Okay.
So then the stream starts going nuts. It's like glitching, making loud noises.
Oh gosh, oh, this is not good.
You know? It was like PlayStation Home.
Oh no.
Yeah, so you were fine there.
Yeah. But once it started up, it was good.
Oh my gosh, wait a minute. Mostly. This was like a legit PlayStation Home.
Yeah.
Were people swapping PSN IDs?
Well, I got there late, so I don't know what was going on beforehand.
Okay.
Because when I got there, it was just business.
Okay. All right.
No more messing around.
Everyone settle down. We're about to get hype.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So the stream starts.
Yeah. Stream starts. Everyone's going nuts. And you know what's funny? Afterwards, today I try to like watch some of it.
Yeah.
To see like, oh man, people were real loud during this part. Let me see what that was like. And it's like dead. Like it was the theater that was so loud because I couldn't really tell the difference.
Oh, I see.
Did they have any cameras in the cinema?
No, it was dark.
It was just a feed though. So they didn't like have any like reactions or anything from anybody in the theaters.
No.
Okay.
That would have been great though.
I don't know. I guess it would have.
I want to see neckbeard.
There was a couple normal looking people.
A couple.
A couple. They weren't all Pantera.
Just mostly.
Yeah, sounds like you guys know what he looks like fully now, so.
Alright.
Yeah, he was having his own party.
Oh man, that was disgusting. Literally. Alright, so you had the PlayStation experience, people are going crazy, you guys watched the press conference, and then I guess you guys got a couple extra stuff at the end, like.
Swag. We got some swag.
Okay, what's the swag? What was the swag that you got for being a VIP?
Well, it ended up the code. Well, after the press conference, we got exclusive footage that you people didn't get to watch.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And it was just interviews and a couple of gameplay videos.
Okay.
Nothing special. But they were showing a Battlefield video, and then at the end of the video, they made mention of, oh, if you want to play Battlefield, stay tuned. Like, that's what the code was for, and I was pissed. Like, oh, man.
What am I going to do with this?
Yeah, that sucks.
All right.
But it turns out it was a code for Battlefield, the beta, Destiny, the alpha, and $5 PSN code.
They paid you to go to the PS3 experience? The EA experience? Really?
Yeah. Five. Well, no, they also threw in, like, punishment. Because it included a 30-day Music Unlimited.
Oh. Wow. Okay.
So it evens out.
All right. And did they have anything else there?
Oh, we got posters.
What kind of poster?
It's split four ways and it shows four games.
A four-way poster?
A what?
A four-way poster?
Yeah. Four-way. It has like Batman and Destiny. I don't remember what the other two were. But it was pretty cool.
So it was all worth it. At the end of the day, everything worth it? An hour away, some free swag, $5, a poster. It was all worth it.
It was all worth it. I mean, sneaking in was the best part. Just cause like, oh, you should have seen it. They were looking through the list, looking for her name, and we knew it wasn't there.
Yeah. But that ain't going to stop you.
Yeah, we pulled out the email, and then they were, like, talking to each other. And whoever was in charge was like, all right, fine, but don't tell anyone. And then another guy was like, what are you worried about? They got the email. And then I don't think any of those people on the waiting list got their...
Oh, my God.
Because we were, like, the last
you
ones
chumps.
To come in.
So how would they watch it then if they're...
I don't know.
Oh, man, that would be terrible. Why would they even go? Okay. All right, so let's get into the Sony press conference. They started
here,
off...
talk about... Before you go to games, talk about hardware.
Okay, so there isn't much to say about hardware, basically, except for PlayStation TV is coming to the U.S.
Yeah, so did they show anything about this, or...
$99.
Okay.
So it's basically a PS Vita without a screen.
Or
a controller, right? You're going to need a DualShock, or you can get it a bundle with a DualShock, downloadable game, a memory card, and the unit, of course.
Wait, why do you need a memory card?
Well, because you got to put games on it.
Yeah, it doesn't have a hard drive or anything.
Yeah.
But I thought the idea of this was to just stream.
No, this is not a streaming device. You can stream, like Netflix.
Well, yeah, they're trying to make it a streaming device now.
Because it
was in Japan,
now.
It was about Vita games on the TV.
Right.
And now this time, it's more about streaming PlayStation Now and that stuff.
Right.
So it doesn't even stream PS4 stuff?
Yeah, it does remote play.
It does remote play from your PS4. Because that's a functionality of the Vita in general.
So you have to have your PS4 on standby?
Yes. To load it up and enter remote play and turn it on, yes, you will have to have your PS4 in standby. But why would you not have it in standby to begin with, right?
Just energy cost.
Oh, no. Come on. Stop.
Just.
You can't put a price on entertainment.
Yeah. Screw water and other utilities.
Exactly. I mean.
Mortgage.
You have a PS4. You better use it.
Yeah, that is my water, I guess.
So, it's the do-all everything. It's the one device the home is missing.
But does it have everything like my Apple TV does?
Yes.
Does it?
Yes.
It has all the apps that are available currently. Or is it the Vita apps or the PS3 apps that it would use?
No, it would use the Vita apps.
Ooh. Oh, so it's got nothing.
So, yeah. Google won't work.
And I'm paying $99 to basically have a Vita without a screen?
Yes. Well,
with all the same apps?
A better screen.
Only because it's being projected onto something that I'd have to pay for.
HD.
Isn't the Vita in HD?
Not quite.
You don't need a Vita to use this, right?
No, you just need a memory card. As long as you have a memory card and a PSN account.
Man, my original take on this, like the approval rating is severely dipping here.
Why? What's wrong? I mean, this is amazing. This is the device we've been waiting for. San Antonio.
To do what? Waiting to do what?
Remote play in your bedroom.
You already do that with your Vita.
Yeah, but it's terrible.
And you're gonna, what size of a TV do you have in your bedroom?
27 inches.
So how much better is it going to be that far away from your bed? I assume it's at the opposite end of your bed, or is it?
No, it's right in front of my face.
Just put your frickin' Vita there.
No. I need this. This is what's going to convince me to actually get movies on the PlayStation Network.
Just rent.
Because right now I go to Redbox, but you know what? That's a lot of work for me. 99-cent rentals.
Yeah, that's, I do that.
That's gonna, well, they do that on PSN.
But you know it takes like
no, that's,
forever
I'm
to
saying
download
I do
that.
Oh. I don't do Redbox. Discs are dead.
Discs are dead.
You should have, you talked about this in the last show.
Yes, the digital revolution.
Digital revolution.
So you need a PS, or a PlayStation TV. I need it. I'm getting it. Absolutely. Now here's the problem. Is I'm pretty sure that I am maxed out on activations for PlayStation devices.
Me too. call and have them reset. The guy that did mine was really, really nice about it.
Was he? He reset everything for you?
I only had one other one because original PS3, first gen PS3 had the yellow light.
Yeah.
And I didn't get a chance to obviously deactivate that. So when I told him that, he's like, obviously really accommodating. Like, oh man, yeah, no problem then.
And he could, did he verify it?
Yeah, yeah, I had to, I think I had to give some information that was connected to the current account.
Okay. Because I had one that I sent in that
I did it all over the phone.
That they replaced, and I'm pretty sure that one's still activated on my account.
Okay. I had to do it because I actually couldn't rent any videos.
Yes, I can't rent videos on my PlayStation 3.
Yep.
I can do it on the Vita only. That's why I need Vita TV.
That's why I did it, yep. Okay. And he was really cool about it.
All right, I'm going to have to give him a call. But it's been years, though.
You might have some.
And I don't know if I would, why I would rent on the PS3 to begin with since I have PS4.
Do they, well, yeah, they probably would know that you have
PS4.
Sure,
that's a separate activation. Anyways.
You could tell them you sold it.
I don't, well, no, they kept it and gave me a refurbed unit when I sent mine in.
I hate when that happens.
So they owe me anyway.
Yeah. So then just time to scratch your back.
All right. You scratch mine, I'll scratch yours.
Are you still recording?
Yes, we're on PlayStation now.
Oh, we're talking about called at the right time.
We're talking about PlayStation TV,
dude. That I will get. But here's my question: you're talking about PlayStation TV?
Yeah, PlayStation TV.
The TV or the little box?
No, the little box.
Can I buy multiple boxes?
See, that's where it gets tricky because they only have a limited amount of activations for portable devices. I don't know how this is going to be categorized.
I wonder if I can put one on in my car.
Well, that's the thing. To me, it should be an activation all to itself. If you have a PlayStation TV, whatever box, you should be able to activate it no matter how many other devices you have.
So what does this device do? Does this device convert my TV into like a PlayStation Smart TV?
No.
Or it lets me utilize my PlayStation 4?
It's just a Vita. It's just this Vita that hooks up to a secondary TV. That's all it is.
That's all it is?
So you can play all your Vita games. You can use all the streaming apps. You can remote play your PS4. See, that's why I want it.
Wait, what else would you expect it to do?
Make me dinner.
Well, it's not definitely not going to do that.
Obviously, were you expecting it to possibly, like, be a PS4 but dream?
No, here's what I thought it was
like a Steam box or something.
Okay, like my cable boxes. I have a hard drive cable box, the main box that's in my living room, and all the other bedrooms are working off a little genie box that does everything that the big box does and records, but it records off the big hard drive box. And every box is independent, which any room you go to, you can change the channel, watch anything you want. That's what I thought these little boxes were going to be like.
No.
If they did, that would be amazing, correct?
That would be amazing.
I thought this was going to be an extension. Instead of paying people or making people pay for multiple PS4s for multiple rooms, you'd just be able to extend it by using one of these boxes.
Extend it? What I mean?
Like basically, instead of disconnecting my PS4, kind of like what Sponge is talking about, just go to another room and use the PS4 for that reason in another area.
Yeah, you will be able to do it that way.
Except for anything that's
PlayStation 4, only Vita.
No, it will be, I mean.
Well, you said it would stream, but.
You would just have to launch the PS4 Link app to access your PS4.
That's still a great idea because I can stream PlayStation Now off this TV thing. Correct?
Yeah, yes. Eventually you will.
So I don't have to go and buy PlayStation Sony TVs to have the Now app. I don't have to go spend $1,000 on a TV when I can spend $100 on this little box.
Yes.
That's exactly. It's sold. Give me a fucking dozen.
Exactly. That's
well, you don't need to buy a new TV anyways.
I can shut up, dude.
Because the Now app is on everything.
It is.
Wouldn't that have been cool if they could have kept the PS4 going and then completely ate up against Steam boxes as well?
The thing is that they don't want to treat your PlayStation 4 like a Kinect box.
What?
I mean, I guess if they created that box to stream PS4 games, it would potentially get rid of the PS4 altogether.
But let's put it this way.
Yeah.
This TV, this little mini box is basically going to be your slim version of the PlayStation 4. Booyah, mind blown.
I mean, I get that, but I guess, yeah, I get that.
Sign me up. Take my money. Sony, take my money.
They should have just called it Vita TV.
Yeah, they should have.
What it's supposed to be called.
Because it is confusing.
Does that mean all, like, Netflix, if it runs through the Vita app, it's going to be downscaled, or is it?
Well, it's going to be scaled to, I bet.
The Vita Res?
Yeah, the Vita resolution.
So basically, if I hook it up to my, I have a 40-inch TV in my bedroom. If I hook up this little box, the screen's going to be the size of the Vita screen? How many big ass TV?
No, it's not going to be that size.
The resolution.
The resolution will be the Vita resolution.
Oh, it didn't look ugly, huh?
It might.
They might fix that. I saw HDMI port on that thing.
Yeah, there might be an actual solution for that, though. Boy.
I mean, why wouldn't they? Why, if you could stream everything else from your PS4, why couldn't you just stream your other apps? That doesn't make sense.
Oh my god, that means I can. Okay, see, what I do now is I connect my iPad to my TV in my bedroom to watch Netflix.
But that's a lot of work for you, right?
Yeah, because I have the cable, so I have to bring my iPad and plug it in. Box.
Boom. It's no different than E. Diddy not wanting to hold the Vita away from his face.
No. This means I can get rid of my cable.
Yes. Cut the cord, Bourne.
Yeah, I don't have cable to begin with, so it's not a problem for me.
Christ, you're living in the Stone Age.
You're living in the Stone Age.
No.
So wait a minute.
Cable?
Dude, what do you get? 4 channels and like 75 Mexican channels?
So why don't you call me when you enter the Stone Age and I'll tell you welcome to the future.
How do you watch Netflix then? Can you only watch, or like if you don't want to watch it in the living room, you don't have a TV in your room?
I have a TV in my room, but it's not.
No, I'm saying Bourne.
Oh.
No, when I enter the bedroom, it's time to sleep. I go to bed.
Oh, wow.
It's a cave.
Wow.
Or I have a phone if I need to watch something on TV.
No.
He looks out his window.
God.
Watches the neighbor's TV.
Put it this way. Bourne has his mirror set up in his room where he leaves the TV on in the living room and it reflects off all the mirrors. No, not funny.
Okay, so maybe this device isn't for you, but I think you need it.
What I'm saying is, I get why they didn't, but it would have been cool if they could have, if people want to purchase a PS4 or want a PS4 capability, they could have two choices. One would be an actual hardware piece, and another would be a streamed version provided you have a high enough bandwidth to basically do it, and all that would be digital.
And that's what this is, right? Or do
no, you have to have a PS4 to utilize the TV for PS4 purposes.
Stuff. Yes.
But it uses internet to connect each other, or it uses your IP address. Does it use your PSN account to access? So this is portable. I can take this to grandma's house, plug it into their third bedroom that they don't use, they have Wi-Fi, log in, and then my kids can have PlayStation 4 access at grandma's house whenever they're over there?
Provided you have your PS4 on standby, I would think so.
It's always on standby. You never turn it off. Always let the man know what you're doing.
We went through this already.
Yeah, this is, again, me living in the Stone Age. Saving energy. But do you get my point?
I get you. I understand you.
No, I don't.
Like
get
a Steam
it.
Box. What is a Steam Box? A Steam Box does not have any hardware components in it for discs or anything else. It just streams games, right?
Yeah, but you have to have a PC with Steam on it to stream games to another device.
Oh, so all it is receiving a stream from something that you're basically streaming already inside your house.
Yes.
You guys are using streaming way too much.
My understanding of those Steam boxes was that you're connected to Steam's like internal servers or whatever that's basically streaming those games.
No.
Drinking game. Every time they say stream or Steam, you take a sip.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. So no, that is not what
I guess that would be an extraordinary amount of server space and computation.
Right.
Okay. So once again, so the difference between the TV box and the app PlayStation Now, the PlayStation Now is basically just streaming anything PlayStation video games, correct?
That's on the service, yes.
On the service.
Streamable games to the Vita, the TVs, or the PS4 or PS3.
Okay, and the TV, the Vita TV, is basically uses my PlayStation 4 as the main hub.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah, I'm good. I got 3 bedrooms, I need 3.
It remains to be seen if that's actually gonna work.
Either way, I'm gonna buy 3.
I just want 1.
Dude, that's crazy because I would love to play in my bedroom.
Yes.
And I can't. In my bedroom, I play Nintendo and Super Nintendo. And that gets boring.
Exactly.
It's not wireless. Sometimes. So.
Is that because you're living in the Stone Age?
No, Born. That's because I have a TV in my bedroom.
Sometimes. I don't want to play the Vita version of MLB The Show. Sometimes I want to play a PS4 version.
And you know what? That's funny you say that. I would hook up my iPad to the TV, and I would play my iPad games on the TV. I stream them on the TV. And it's hard because you're looking at the TV. You're not looking at your thumbs. And this is all – because I was planning to buy a Sony TV for the PlayStation. I really want the PlayStation Now in my room. And I have more than enough – controller, so all I needed was a TV, but I can save that much money and spend only $100. That is amazing, guys.
Well, it doesn't have a screen.
I don't need a screen. I'm using my TV.
Well, I'm just saying that's why it's so cheap.
It doesn't have a controller either.
Yeah, it doesn't have a controller.
That's okay.
Or a memory card.
I wonder, can you use your DualShock 3 controllers with this?
Yeah, the PlayStation 3
so,
controllers.
Hey, okay, now
explain to me why, really, what's the need, when would you need a card then?
Well, if you downloaded
movies are all streamed from the PS4.
Well, if it works like the Vita, you're gonna need a memory card to stream anything.
I think the memory card is if you have downloaded games on your Vita, you can actually just go ahead and transfer that into the Vita TV and go ahead and play those games on your Vita TV.
But yes. If it's being streamed, what would be the point? Because everything's
so because you're streaming off your PlayStation 4
or your Vita
But there's games like Unit 13 I cannot play on my PlayStation 4, but on the Vita TV I will be able to.
Well, I know the YouTube app. I've used it before, and when I try to stream a video, it tells me I need more space on my memory card.
Oh, how many memories
does
it have?
Wait, maybe because they didn't put any side buffers into the TV enough for like RAM or whatever, so it needs like actual hard drive space to be used as like virtual RAM.
Probably.
That's what I was thinking. Jeez. I don't know if this works the same way the Vita TV.
So, okay, is the memory card included with this, or do you basically have to have your own?
There's a bundle that you can get a memory card.
Did you guys see when I tweeted out I bought a 64 gig memory card from Japan?
Was it legit?
It works.
How much was it?
I paid $135.
Okay, so that's...
What?
You didn't save much money.
Those are like 100.
There's no such thing as 64 gig memory cards in the United States of America.
Yeah, I know.
32 is the biggest you can get.
Nuh-uh. That's not true.
Well, when I bought it in Christmas time.
Okay, maybe at that time it was.
Yeah, I bought it. Dude, I have so much fucking space. All these free games that we keep getting on PSN, with PSN giving us 2 games, 2 Vita games, 2 PS3 games, and 2 PlayStation 4 games, you need the space nowadays.
Loosely titled there, games for PS4.
Dude, you haven't played Take It to the Man, or whatever it's called?
Take It to the Man.
That's a way better game.
That game is freaking fun. Trying to?
No.
Okay.
I could have bought a Wii U if I wanted to play Trine.
Played War Thunder.
I downloaded it. I haven't played it yet.
That game?
My worry is, though, that it's, with all that I've seen on the PSN, that it's, if you really want to get anything out of the game, you're going to have to spend money. I'm not really interested in doing that.
Just play. Just like you became a 40 on Call of Duty or whatever, Battlefield, do the same.
Okay.
But see, you can use a mouse on War Thunder. It makes it a lot easier to aim.
The mouse, like as if PlayStation 4 released a mouse?
No, you go, you take your fucking mouse and you hook it up to the USB. Just
plug it in?
Yes. You can get a, from store.theplaystationshow.com, you can get a 64 gigabyte memory card for $105.
The last time I tried to do that, it asked me to update my flash.
Ship sold by Japan Shopping.
I thought you were going to say maybe they were asking for social security numbers, and I would be like, I understand.
They might. Okay, next game.
Well, we're not done with hardware.
Oh, okay. What else?
They're releasing the right PS4.
Oh, I saw the white one, yeah.
I gave that a standing ovation.
You cheered in the theaters?
Yeah, I think I was the only one.
He was the only one wearing a white cloak.
Great. The white PS4, finally.
Finally. So I saw this. I don't care for it. It reminds me of a Stormtrooper.
It does.
It's gonna stand out where I have everything set. Everything's black. It's hidden. All you see is the white light or the blue light or the orange light when it's updating or whatever. If I put that white thing, it's just gonna stand out.
I agree. Don't buy the white PS4.
I'm gonna wait for the white Vita TV.
Why don't you? You could wait with Pantera and wait for the gunmetal PS4.
I think as long as this works, I'm sticking with this one, dude.
All right, is that it on hardware?
I mean, I'm gonna get the white one once it's out.
Well, this isn't really hardware, but talk about PlayStation Now. Then
yes, they did.
What? Somebody just asked me at work today if I had a PS4, and if I did, could I play PlayStation 3 games on it because they had bought some PlayStation 3 games, but the PS3 broke, and they want to know if what they should do. And I said, well, I don't think PlayStation Now includes all PlayStation 3 games.
You should have asked, what games do you have? If they're the ones that they can pay $10 for, then maybe they could.
So you have to pay something extra just so that you could then utilize it in Now?
Here's what happened. Not with Now, but with, like for instance, Call of Duty Ghost, Battlefield 4, what other games are there?
Just talking about the upgrades.
That's the upgrades, but those are PlayStation 3 discs. Those are PlayStation 3 discs that I have to insert in my PlayStation 4 so I can go ahead and play.
It's good that you change it to discs.
That's what I said. So like, for instance, whenever you see me playing, Ghost or Battlefield 4 or Injustice, Gods Among Us, I had to pay an additional $9.99 so I can go ahead and utilize the game, the PlayStation 4 version of it. But I had to have the disc inside my PlayStation 4 to be able to play.
Right, which is different than the question Bourne was asking.
No, he said if he can play, it's not backwards compatible.
Right, there you go. It's not backwards compatible. It's not going to happen.
It's forward compatible.
Yes, forward compatible.
No. I get that it's not backwards compatible as far as the physical disc goes. But if I bought a disc, I only have a license for PS3 version. Is there any guarantee that I can use that license in PlayStation Now?
No, PlayStation Now is, from what I understand or from what I heard, it's going to be either a base pay, a monthly payment, kind of like Netflix or Vudu, or...
No, it's not going to be that.
So basically,
it's going to be rentals.
Yeah, it's going to be
like
rentals.
Sega TV?
It's going to be like Redbox.
Right.
Okay.
No, now, McLean, I don't know if you noticed, but I did know that a few of the titles that I owned digitally were available automatically. I didn't have to go through the rental process when I saw them on PlayStation Now. So it did do some recognition of, you own this game, you purchased it on your PSN account, so there's no rental option. You can just play it.
Oh, are you serious?
Yes.
Wait, it's beta.
Hold on, it's beta, so that...
Did
I don't
you just
know if that's
your ADM, or whatever they call it?
Your NDA.
MDA?
I heard that.
Did you just bring your NDA? Because I'm going to throw you under the bus and
I
back it up.
I just heard that happened.
You're going to jail.
Wait, Diddy, are you honest? I mean, you're telling me my whole entire catalog of PlayStation 3 games that I played, if once this comes out,
that's exactly what he said.
That isn't what I said at all.
Well, dude, okay, this is, delete this off. Mark it down right now.
No.
Edit this part out.
No.
Are you telling me that everything that I've purchased and traded back, I can play on PlayStation Now for free?
No, that's not what I said.
That's what I heard.
Oh, man. So.
Can you please raise your right hand and then re-say it?
Some good reporting right there.
Jesus Christ, that is awesome, dude.
What it's gonna be is it's gonna be very confusing and no one's gonna know what's actually available or if they have to buy it or not.
I just found the perfect word. Ready?
Yes.
Boom roasted.
Yeah, I don't think they've decided yet.
Right. It's still all up in the air.
So you guys got early access because of this, like, press credential fake crap?
No, we've been playing for months.
Okay.
Hey, I'm going to hang up on you guys. I need to call IGN real quick.
I've heard people have been playing for months.
Okay. Do you know if these people needed to pay anything?
No, definitely not.
Okay. So the beta is free. And you get to play, and they get to play a certain number of titles free during this time.
That's what I heard.
I have a code for the PS4 app, PlayStation Now app I can't use.
There you go.
Send it my way, Johnny.
He's the one in the Stone Age.
Especially if it has MMA on it. Or, I mean, let those people know that they should send it.
Yeah, somewhere. I'll let them know.
All I know is it is amazing.
From what you've heard?
From what I've heard. Rick Ross is at the Heat game.
He hasn't left
Are they
yet?
Still losing bad?
So, oh, they're down by 18.
Oh, God.
All right, next game.
Well, we're done with hardware then, I think, right?
I mean, they said Project Morpheus has a couple more demos, but that was it.
Project Morpheus just isn't... Are we convinced that... That's gonna go anywhere?
Well, no, this is what's gonna happen.
How is this not gonna be like 3D?
No, their next console, no, they won't make the same mistake on their next console of it's gonna be the headset. But, if you get the headset, it's gonna be portable. And it's gonna plug in to your TV as a portable device. I'm telling you, that's where we're going.
Right.
And this
right.
headset
Detroit
is
Detroit Tigers 2014, we've heard, or I'm sorry, Detroit Lions 2014, yeah. We've heard this.
And the headset is going to be part of that experience. It's all going to be integrated together as one portable virtual reality. Mind blown.
What happens if people can't do it?
Well, tough for them.
They're just going to segment that market?
No, what they'll probably do is they'll just output to the TV like a boring old way. Uh-oh. That's the future. Hold on, I gotta check my lineups in my NBA 2K app. I'm trying to win another championship.
For your season?
Yes. Okay, next game.
Well, first game.
First game.
What are we talking about first?
What was first? Clayton, you were at the experience. What was first?
Was it The Order?
Oh, The Order. I can't wait for that. I just hope it does not end up like Lair.
Wait, I think I heard this game. Does this game have zombies now?
Lycans.
What?
Yeah.
It's a steampunk werewolf third person shooter.
Okay.
The Order?
The Order 1876.
Yeah. 1886.
Something like that.
That's a sequel to 76.
It's all that stuff, right? Witches, werewolves, vampires, it's all that.
I think it's like a witch hunter kind of game.
Yeah.
Which is going to be fun. The co-op. I hope it has co-op. Four-person co-op. And just go out. Dude, next game.
Well, during the post E3 interview that only I got to watch, they mentioned that.
You didn't have to go there.
Cause they
chose to watch.
They talked about how the guns aren't ready to kill.
Uh-oh.
Like, cause in the trailer they showed, the guy was getting chased and he was shooting the thing and it was like doing nothing. And the guy making the game, he mentioned that melee is going to be important in the game.
Oh, because the guns suck.
Because the guns are not ready to kill.
They couldn't make good guns, so now melee's a big deal.
You just gotta wait till 1896.
Whoa.
Too soon.
Austin would be mad.
Oh, and it has quick time events.
Ugh. Ooh.
Now I hate it.
Everyone was laughing at that in the theater when when the guy's just like crawling around the floor and then the triangle shows up.
So the order is going to be a bust. It looks good, but is it going to play good?
The order is just going to be the lair or lair. Just without dragons?
Yes, probably.
I hope it's good.
Next game.
Next was the shocker of the entire show.
Shocker. All right.
Because everyone was like, why do they have this bad indie game on stage?
Okay.
And it was Entwined.
Right. That is available now.
Available now.
Oh, I saw that on the PSN.
There were two souls that can't be together, that want to be together.
And they turn into a dragon.
And they turn into a dragon.
Did people laugh at that, or was that just in the theater?
They didn't. I don't remember them laughing at it.
Okay.
I remember, like, all right, boring. I'm going to look at my phone for a little bit.
So this wasn't like a Journey type of game?
They tried to sell it like that, but it's definitely not.
Is this, like, made by the same people?
No, this is a brand new team. They said this was their first game ever.
Oh.
Which, again, why is this on main stage?
Right.
D3.
I mean, it was like, it was basically like, here's a freebie. We gave these people something to do. And hey, we're going to charge for it. Why not? Should not have been showcased at E3 at all.
Well, the only reason was because of the end of it where it was all like, oh, it's available now.
Right.
It was a shocker kind of
pulling
thing.
Kind of pulling an Apple.
For $9.99. Here's the
except
terrible,
nobody wants it.
Yeah, here's a terrible indie game for $10. Come buy it.
So they're following the pricing structure of Metal Gear.
Yes.
I thought you were going to say, are we done with that game?
Yes.
Are you going to, I'll wait. Go ahead. You keep going.
Next game.
Next game.
Far Cry.
No. Oh, Far Cry. There's one game I do would like to talk about, but go ahead. Let's talk about Far Cry since we skipped it at the EA conference.
Yes. Far Cry. So, that has next elephants. Game. Has elephants.
Whoa.
Save the children.
Yeah, save them.
Sorry, that was my kids playing Black Ops.
I heard on my timeline, or I saw on my timeline all day today, we're talking about elephants. What's that about?
Well, elephants apparently can be aggroed and then help you as they destroy an entire little town or fortress.
Like roid rage?
Yes. Throwing people around, exploding, making vehicles explode, just wreaking havoc over everything. And while those guys are occupied, you know, you're gunning them down, throwing grenades.
Did the enemies have weapons from the Order 1886?
No, these weapons were ready. No, well, actually probably because they were shooting at him a lot and he wasn't getting hit ever. So they were definitely not ready to kill. I was like, how can all of these people be pointing their gun at him and he hasn't been hit once? Like, really?
The elephant didn't have any armor, right?
No.
Like Lord of the Rings or anything like
just
that?
Just an elephant.
Okay.
And it wasn't happy. throwing people around, lifting up vehicles. I mean,
dude, wow.
Now what I'm curious is it scripted? Is it going to happen that way every time? If the elephant gets aggroed, he's going to do these things? Or...
Well, when it did that, it started running in slow motion.
Did it?
I don't know if... Yeah, that makes me think it was scripted.
Yeah, I think it was triggered, and this is how the elephant's going to help you every time you do this mission. It would be nice if it wasn't, and it was just kind of random. The elephant would act different every time, depending on where the enemies are or whatever.
Hmm.
But that remains to be seen. But it was kind of cool. I'm not a big fan of the Far Cry series, so.
And it has some sort of co-op where I think you can call anyone in at any time to help you.
Literally.
Oh, that's right. I read that because you don't even have to have the game, right?
Right.
Well, the way that works is from the Post interview, they said that you get like, when you buy the game, you get like golden ticket or something that you can give to people and then they can play it. Whenever you're online.
I'm gonna cut in real quick. Guys, thank you for having me on. It was a pleasure. Diddy, it's nice hearing your voice back on the microphone.
Right on.
Born, get out of that cave. Get a house.
I'm in one right now, my friend.
John, do something productive. Stop smoking weed, please. Guys, this was fun. I had to go. I had to go take care of some stuff, but can I mention one game that I'm really, really gave me chills?
Yes, chill.
No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky? is that what it's called?
You don't even know what it is?
That's not what it's called.
No, that's what it's called.
What is it? No, I don't. What is
he did. He doesn't even know.
I have no idea.
Hey, before you start making fun of somebody, you better know what the game is.
I don't know what it is. I swear. I literally thought he was messing it up.
No Man's Sky.
Uncharted.
I thought you were just gonna say like that game looked horrible or something, but you don't even know what the game is.
No.
Indie game.
Is that the one where they go into space?
Yes.
And I don't understand that game.
You explore or discover.
Is it
kind of
like a
world?
Colony Wars?
It's an open world galaxy avatar. I don't know what the hell, but I'm very intrigued. I want this game. Day one.
They didn't show you anything. I don't understand why people are excited about this.
They showed a guy walking out of a cave.
Yes.
A herd of animals running off to the side.
Yes.
Huge. I can't call him dinosaurs because he's not on Earth.
But what's the game?
There's this. I added a stage demo.
Dude, it's amazing. That's all I gotta say. It's amazing. It's amazing. And day one for me, man. That thing gave me chills, bro. Honestly, indie game. Did you guys hear about this company?
It's Hello Games.
Yeah,
Joe Danger.
This company got flooded. Everything got destroyed. And their insurance company did not cover for all their hard work. 75% of the work was completed before this flood happened. Everything was lost. Four people for this company came back and finished this game off.
So what you're saying is I should feel bad for getting
what I'm saying is support the little guy for
this
game
isn't as good as it once was after they lost their
I want the good version of this game.
You want the one floating under the water.
That's why I didn't recognize it.
You want the good version of the game that you didn't even know existed?
Well, that's why I didn't recognize it.
Oh, yeah. But guys, thank you. I got to take off. My kids are fucking killing each other.
Oh, I was going to say, I hope they are.
Okay.
But it was fun.
Explain to do.
Okay. It was fun, and I can't wait for NBA to happen again. Hopefully I didn't get kicked out.
We'll see. I'm not sure who's on the bubble.
Not me, dude. I was active every day.
Yeah.
Every day. I think Nate Bowser got the boot. I think
what about the guy who didn't win a single game.
No. Two guys. Remember, they were both the Stearns of that team.
Oh yeah, Tomater and
King. Yeah, that's right.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yes, thank you. Have a good one, man.
All right, night night.
Later. Night night.
Okay, next game.
Battlefield Hardline.
Whatever.
What are you talking
about?
Yeah, Diablo 3.
Oh, some kind of stupid DLC.
It has the Last of Us stage.
What?
Like a special dungeon. With
what
Last
does that have
Us.
To do with Diablo?
Nothing. It makes no sense.
It's full of Last of Us enemies.
What?
Like clickers and all that.
Dumb. Next.
Wow.
Disney Infinity.
Next.
When they mentioned that, were those exclusive figures? Like the Hulk and all that?
Were they?
I don't know.
No, they wouldn't be exclusive.
They showed them, but they didn't say they were exclusive.
No, it's not exclusive. Next.
Magicka 2.
Next.
You saw the trailer though, right?
Yes.
It was real good.
Next.
Grim Fandango.
Next! Yeah. Next!
No, I'm excited for that.
Why?
Mostly because so that my wife can play it. I loved that game.
Really?
I thought it was great.
It doesn't hold up.
What? It's amazing. I'm the only one in the theater who knew what it was.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. That game was so great.
Well, it's coming back.
I thought it was a good puzzle game. It had good, storytelling. It was funny.
Next.
Come on. If you like Ratchet and Clank or Rayman, come on.
Ratchet and Clank is good.
Oh my gosh. How it's just a dumbed down version of God of War.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You watch your mouth.
I threw it down.
Wow. Wow. Well, Grim Fandango is just a dumbed down version of poop.
Coming from the man who didn't know No Man's Sky was a game a couple minutes ago.
It's not a game. I'm still...
It's still not a game?
Yeah, it's still not a game. I don't know what it is. Okay, next.
The Last of Us.
HD Remix.
HD Remix.
Next. Next.
A bunch of indie games.
Well, they looked kind of cool, but I'm not going to play any of them.
What was decent? What looked
Hotline Miami 2.
Yeah, Hotline Miami 2. Bro Incorporated.
What is that?
Hotline Miami?
What is Hotline Miami?
Yeah.
It's,
what?
It's like a good version of Rainbow Six.
What?
Yeah. Top down, go room for room, murdering everyone. Yeah, is it that what Rainbow Six is?
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture. There's just like blood spatters all over the floor.
Yeah, pixelated.
Yep.
So
okay, next.
Next. What other? There was one other indie. Like, the indie games all looked the same, though. They were all just like side-scrolling shooters.
Yeah. Like that other stupid plus game that just came out a couple, like last month.
All of them, basically, but yes.
Yeah, it was like that Mercenaries one.
Oh, Mercenary Kings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dumb.
Next.
Next.
Let It Die. Was that the Suda 51 game?
Yeah, where it was basically a fighting game. It's basically a fighting game.
But with guns.
Yeah, but it's a fighting game. You're just murdering each other. Like, one-on-one murder.
I don't know what it was.
It's a fighting game about murder, basically.
About... I don't know.
Next.
They showed Metal Gear Solid 5.
Oh, that was amazing.
And I have to wait, right? You said?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll wait.
Yeah, I would wait. It's just it's so short. Ground Zeroes is so short, but the trailer is so amazing. It's like, yeah, just take it all in at once. I feel like that's the best way to do it, because then you're just going to be like wanting more and more and more. Okay, next.
Can we just pretend that that message from Skype didn't happen? Let's
see. What message from Skype?
Good.
All right.
Next.
See, this list is incomplete, so I'm looking.
Okay.
Oh, I did see the Batman Arkham Knight.
Oh, that looks amazing.
No.
Yeah, that looked cool.
That looked really good until...
He moved around in the car shooting stuff?
That was kind of weird, and he also, like, got ejected from the car. Like, what happened to the car?
I've heard a number of different things, like, you can...
Who cares?
Yeah.
Like, I care.
Why are you worried about that? You were, like, valet parking or something?
I was like, well, wait a minute. Where the hell is the car going? Did it crash?
It probably got towed.
Yeah. This just doesn't seem like a good idea to be ejected out of your car while it's moving.
It was a kind of a small thing, but I was kind of surprised that he could just drive around and just destroy the city with his car.
Right.
Like, he drove up those stairs and broke all that concrete.
It's like, whatever.
Yeah. That looked cool.
I gotta get bad guys.
Yeah. Do you want me to save the city?
this is what it's gonna take.
Yeah.
Well, because I thought it was pretty sweet how he, like, just, like, jumped, or, like, the animation for triggering him to get into the car.
Yeah. No, that was nice.
That was really cool. And I liked how they, seemed to update the battle mechanics, or the fight mechanics. Did you guys notice that?
I didn't know how they were updated. I mean, it's
They changed like some of the camera angles and the perspective of like how he changed from person to person.
Okay.
Made a little tighter, more personable.
I haven't played the last game.
Yeah, I didn't either.
So I don't know the progression really all the way, but this one looked like nice enough that I might want to go back before I get tainted by great looking graphics, and I don't want to go back.
Yeah.
So I'm like basically there.
The sound seemed to be pretty amazing, and even, yeah, the visuals was pretty impressive too.
So far we're impressed with one game. Batman.
And No Man's Sky.
Nah, not a game.
Not a game, but not a game.
What about Middle Earth?
I didn't see anything on that. I mean, I just saw that they announced it, but I didn't see any footage or anything.
I've seen, I don't know if it was footage as much as it might have been like a trailer comprised of gameplay footage, but I don't honestly even know if it was that.
Next game.
There's Little Big Planet 3.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
It looked amazing.
No, it didn't.
Come on, Odsec? Toggle? The other one? The one
who's
broken?
What, they have, like, new characters?
Yeah.
Dumb and stupid?
The flying one is going to be top tier. I'm calling it.
Well, it's because he can go anywhere.
God tier. He's broken.
He can go anywhere.
Yeah.
He's like baby mode.
He's overpowered.
He can go pick up things. He can pull on things. I mean,
he's
going to be able to pull on things.
He needs to be nerfed.
Yeah.
He needs a nerf.
Somebody needs to clip his wings.
Because every other character had to, like, maneuver around the level, and then he could just fly past everything.
How does that game get any better, though? Like, what are they really doing to improve the gameplay?
Well, they said they're going to add new items and weapons, that sort of stuff. And, of course, new playable characters. And it showed more depth to the levels, not just three layers anymore.
It still controls like butt.
Like back and forth? Like, I mean back and forth. Like,
foreground, background.
Like bigger depth, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like five levels of depth instead of three?
I don't know, cause it was like,
oh,
they were jumping a ton of layers.
Did you see the tennis going back and forth?
The what?
They showed Sackboy playing tennis. Against somebody. So that would be considerable depth.
Well, each character has their own unique play style that adds to the puzzles or like having to work together.
Been there, done that.
So what happens if you don't have those people?
I don't know.
Certain aspects of the puzzle, but you could probably still complete it.
Okay.
It's Little Big Planet.
It's way better.
You played them all. You don't have to play every version of Little Big Planet, though.
They actually add stuff, unlike other games.
Yeah, but you play once and you have the experience. The only time you can have the Little Big Planet experience is the first time you play Little Big Planet. After that, it's over.
It's a new experience every time you play.
It is over. After the first stage that you knock over the egg, it's over. There is nothing more Little Big Planet can offer. Telling you. Next game.
Two wasn't even a platformer anymore. It could be whatever you wanted.
Oh, stop with the whatever you wanted.
You're just mad because you're not creative.
Oh, wow.
And you're mad that the game exposes you.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Nintendo.
You want your box.
Oh, my God.
You want simple.
How did you get on this Skype call? Wow.
I wanted to say one more thing about it, but now I forgot.
Good.
Because I have to put you in your place.
Good. Next game.
He's got to ask his kids to create levels for him.
Yeah, actually, that happened. Next game.
There's Infamous DLC.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Did you play the newer one, Second Son?
No. I'm waiting for free on Plus so I can download it and never play it.
Yeah, I should have not gotten Watch Dogs thinking that was going to potentially be one as well, but oh well.
At least you're playing it.
Yeah.
All I would do is download it and not play it. Next.
Grand Theft Auto 5 HD.
Remake.
Oh, I did hear about
whatever.
That. Yeah.
Snowboard.
I play Watch Dogs.
Yeah. I'm going to play baseball on my Vita.
Yeah.
Next.
Project Beast ended up being not Demon's Souls 2.
But something it is called Demon's Souls 2.
I don't know what it is. I mean, he was just killing, like, normal-looking monsters.
The CG, when they announced it, was like, this looks awful. What is this? This is not good. And then it was...
Bloodborne.
Bloodborne? I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, outside of Demon's Souls, what else have they done? Or, I mean, they made 3D Dot Game Heroes, and that was cool.
I was like,
is that the one that came out for the Wii?
Did it?
Oh no, no, no,
no.
That's No More Heroes, right?
Yeah.
No More Heroes came out for the Wii?
Yeah.
Oh, that was... Okay, yeah. With the sword.
Yes.
I got it. I remember.
That's Suda 51. That's Let It Die.
Got it. Next.
Was that it?
I think so.
Besides the big one?
Besides the big one, yes, I think so.
Which was?
Uncharted 4.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But oh, no, we forgot one.
What?
Abzu. The Journey people.
Oh, yeah, they're making something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Underwater. The guy kind of looks like he has a frog face and a human body. And there seems to be an emphasis on scale. So, like, sometimes you're swimming right next to a whale or romping around a jellyfish or on the bottom of the ocean that appears in the sand, just walking through fish. So,
like, actually through them, like you're killing them?
Ooh, that would be better. That would be like Journey, but good.
Okay.
So it just appears that it's the same style of gameplay, just underwater instead of flying through the air.
So that's not a game.
No, it's not. That's a toy.
With Uncharted, did I read that Nolan, whatever his name is not doing the voice again?
No, it was his voice.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
100%.
Oh, okay. For whatever reason, I thought it wasn't him.
And when they showed the trailer, the face obviously looked immaculate. Water dripping off of it. He looked older, quite a bit older, actually.
Did he have a ring on his finger? No spoilers.
Ooh, I don't remember. Yes.
Maybe he doesn't take it with him when he goes outside. So that if he broke his finger and he wouldn't have to have his finger amputated.
Yep. He's always thinking.
Yeah.
But this looks like it might be the last go around.
Really?
Yes. I mean, this is it.
A thief's end, right?
Yep, a thief's end.
It just looks like a bummer.
That just means Sully's gonna die.
It seemed like very more The Last of Us, very serious.
Yeah, it was not funny. Very serious.
Not funny.
Not funny.
I mean,
did they show anything? Well, so it just had like just the title of it or whatever.
Yes, basically just him getting up from laying in water and going into the jungle, checking his gun and going into the jungle, and that's it.
Oh, okay. I just was wondering if I should see it or not.
No. Yeah, you just saw it.
Okay.
There's also audio to it.
Well, whatever. That's spoilers. Spoiler territory.
And they announced a TV show. Yeah. And that's it.
An Uncharted TV show?
No. I'm just saying that's something we missed.
Powers. Based on the graphic novel. PS Plus people get it at no additional cost. Everyone gets the first episode for free. The creator of the comic is executive producer on the TV show. Whatever.
Did they show anything about Project Cars?
No.
Oh, shoot.
Nothing on that.
I'm pretty excited about that one. I should say hopeful.
I think we hit everything on PlayStation. That's it. So pretty boring. Like, out of all the press conferences, probably the worst.
It was the best one.
It was the worst one. They just showed games that we already knew about or remakes.
We didn't know about any of them.
What are you talking about?
You didn't even know. You still don't know what No Man's Land is.
It's not a game.
Or No Man's Sky.
See, you don't even know. No Man's Land. Nobody knows what it is.
We need to announce it again.
We don't even got the right version. That version's lost.
So are we going to do... What's that?
I mean, it was amazing.
It was not.
Are we going to go over Nintendo or are we closing this?
Well, there's only a few things to go over for Nintendo. First of all, they won E3.
Is it dead?
No, they won E3.
What?
Oh, that's the opposite of dead.
Yep. Yoshi's Woolly World. What? Amazing. All you have to do is look at some screenshots and you'll be like, yes, I need that action.
You know those games are like never coming out.
Those are
maybe like in 2 years.
Those are coming out. Captain Toad, Treasure Tracker.
Are you just going down the list here?
Amazing.
That's on legit reviews.
I forgot about the list.
Legend of Zelda.
Oh, that's all he's doing.
New game announced. Awesome. Yes. Yeah,
Don't say Pokemon.
Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Safari.
Sapphire.
Sapphire.
Safari?
I was scrolling. I had to get to the next one.
Gosh.
Bayonetta 2. Everyone loves Bayonetta. People have been waiting for that.
Oh, and that's going to include original Bayonetta now.
Yes, Bayonetta and Bayonetta 2. Let's see. What else here? Hyrule Warriors.
What is that?
Oh, what do you mean, what is that? What isn't it?
Is it like Smash Bros?
No, it's Dynasty Warriors in the Zelda universe. Boom.
You mean a Zelda skin mod?
Kirby and the Rainbow Curse. Who doesn't want more Kirby? Xenoblade Chronicles X. Yes, thank you very much. And the number one game, Mario Maker.
God.
Create your own Mario courses. Mario 1. Like
you forgot Mario about games. Splatoon.
Oh, Splatoon. How could
or
I
Super
forget?
Smash Brothers 4.
Well, Super Smash Brothers kind of gets its own conversation, right?
Why?
Because now...
Or Mario Party 10. Mario Party 10 is a number 1.
Mario Party 10 is a number 1 and a number 10. But
I have a question about Super Smash Brothers.
All right.
What is it called?
Super Smash Brothers.
Is that what it's called?
That's what it's called. It's called Super Smash Brothers for Nintendo 3DS or Super Smash Brothers for Wii U. That's what it's called. Okay.
Is that really the full title?
Yes.
Okay.
And now you get to use your Mii characters. Create a Mii, give them special powers, all kinds of combos, boom, Miis.
Who would want to create 8-bit Mario levels?
Well, everyone. What are you talking about? I mean, this is huge. This is what I've been waiting
for. That is so dumb. You could already make...
That's worse than Little Big Planet.
They're just trying to capitalize on the mod scene.
No, they're just trying to keep milking everything they've got.
Ooh, Mario. Oh, I can't wait to make some mad, crazy Mario levels.
You can't wait till your children make some Mario levels.
I mean, you actually could do a lot of this in New Super Mario Brothers anyway. But now they just low-res the graphics, so now it's better.
Just so they can run on the system?
Yep. Oh, man.
No glitches?
This is going to be so...
Do your kids make you play their levels?
Yes.
Oh, that sucks.
You should review each one.
Well, they all get 5 stars,
well,
obviously.
Of course, yeah. Come on. Has to be that way. So, Nintendo, I mean, hands down, that list of games is like, yes, I need it. I mean, Mario Kart 8 just came out.
They're going down with the ship.
Mario Kart 8 is the greatest racing game ever released on any system, period. It is too good for games. It is everything you want. It doesn't use the pad at all. It's a big horn. No off-screen play. But other than that.
Wait, which game?
Mario Kart. Mario Kart 8.
It doesn't use the screen?
It uses the screen as a big horn.
That's pretty cool.
You just push the button and it's a horn.
What about Luigi?
Oh, and his death stare?
Yeah, his death stare.
And it's legit too. Like, those are legit stories about his death stare. That happens. It is uncomfortable. So, I mean, I think we can all agree. I think if we rated these from top to bottom, and I'm just talking about the console makers, it's Nintendo, Microsoft, and PlayStation. 1, 2, 3. Right, McLean, you agree?
Well, I was curious what you guys thought about Splatoon. Because it's like reinventing the shooter genre.
That was weird.
But for kids.
Well, that kids need to be introduced. They need, you know, here's where you start. This is how you play together. Boom. Here's Call of Duty.
It's like being E. Diddy, because the goal is to not shoot the player, but to shoot around them, like miss.
Wow.
So E. Diddy would be great at this game.
Wow. Unbelievable. Darth Nation, hurry up. Say what you got to say about E3.
Okay, I have people over, but I just want to say that Mario Maker stole the show.
Exactly.
Stole the show. You can make your own Mario stage.
Yeah.
Come on. You can change your own physics and stuff. I saw Mario like changing, you know, he went from old Mario, new Mario. Come on guys. That's the future.
It is the future.
Nintendo's They've already put the like a number of YouTube compilation videos of his death stare.
It's scary.
What the hell?
It's great.
It's a system seller.
All right, last words on E3, McLean. Last words on E3.
Sony won.
All right.
I'm just saying that because they bribed me.
$5. $5.
Hey, I got multiple of those codes, so if anyone wants my Battlefield or Destiny codes.
I signed up for both.
Don't hit me up.
Maybe for $5? $5 more? Yeah. Selling them. Pantera?
Oh, and I got that PlayStation Now PS4 code for Bourne.
Okay.
I mean, the guy who has it sent it to me.
Maybe it'll find its way into my inbox.
Yeah, maybe. Right.
Prizes. Bourne, last words on E3.
It was riveting, just like I remember it from last year.
Canada. Is Canada yes? there? Last words on E3.
Yoshi all yarned up.
Yeah.
Woolly World.
Yes.
Nintendo. Nintendo won.
It's on. It's on like Donkey Kong, for real.
I actually agree with E. Diddy this year.
Did they specifically create this Death Stare just for him?
Yeah.
Did Nintendo, tell everybody to watch this? Like, paying attention enough to say...
Oh, no, you know, you can tell.
God.
You can tell. When you're racing and you go, yes, you can tell.
I think it's only when a driver, loses their stuff, though, right? Like, they get hit by a shell and they're all just messed up, and then right. Luigi goes by and goes, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. It's amazing. All right, here's the real last word on
E3. You need a nerf, Luigi.
Here's the real last word on E3. All right? This last year was the last great
E3. Just saw another one.
The last great E3. This year was a little bit disappointing. Games, games, games. I don't want any more games. I want experiences. Okay? Enough with the games. No more games. Just experiences. No more Uncharted 4. No more HD remixes. No more of the same. Let's just clean slate. Let's start over.
Did you forget about what I said about Mario Maker?
Only new IP moving forward. Unless you're Nintendo. Nintendo can get away with it. I want more Mario. I want more Yoshi. I want more Mario Karts. Give me, 10 more of those. Smash Brothers, whatever. But everyone else, let's just start over. You got good hardware. You got great hardware. But you're giving me the same stuff you've been giving me for the last 5 years. Enough is enough.
Maybe we shouldn't give the gaming community the same thing every year.
Like a E3 action show?
Yeah, where we don't prepare.
Yeah, they love it. It's what the people want. We'll be back next year. Here's more rap.
Damn! No, you just can't ignore. What's the Xbox One when it's compared to PlayStation 4? PS4, that's a habit. We have superior graphics with servers so goddamn strong that not even Bill Gates could hack it. Name Xbox One is lame and you can't even rhyme. All you did was take 360 minus 359. I think your time has now expired, Microsoft. So let me end this battle by saying Xbox off.
Wait, it's my turn.
Here they call me Nintendo 64. I'm coming right up, I'm knocking on your door. I started gaming so you just can't ignore. All your consoles do is make even more poor. Tell them every other console in another version. After I'm done, you'll both be hurting. Battle's almost done, so it's close to a curtain. All your consoles do is create more versions. I never lose a battle, no, I never lose hardly. Come like Willy Wonka in his own battle, part 3. All you need is a power button, then you'll start me. Fuck Call of Duty, we got Mario Party. So think that your gaming's better? Go ahead, try and show me. When my games overheat, all the women do is blow me. Post who you think won in the comments below and stay tuned for Rap Battle number 26. Subscribe for future rap battles. Thank you for watching. Peace.